undateable.
Basically, what you're saying, 95% of the population is undateable.
Undateable!
How are all these people getting together?
Alcohol.
You're so undateable.
The undateables, is there something about you that you have been told is making you stand back? Or maybe there's something about you that you're like, I just don't want to reveal that for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah, no one ever told me why I was.
Undateable?
Because
you're mean to people.
Shut up.
But if you would like to put yourself forward for this, we'd love to hear from you. Because we do believe that there is someone for everyone.
Before we find out why Neil is undateable, we're going to have a little chat with him and find out the things about him that does make him dateable. Hey, buddy.
How you going?
Good, man. You're 38. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, 38. Just living in the Gold Coast, Queensland. Just trying to get on with life. Got a couple of trades under my belt. Ex-FIFO, good technical-minded, a little bit of a car, plane nerd. Yeah, got a bit of Lego collection as well.
Sweet.
That's what makes you undateable. I did not realise that is... Ooh, that's hard to...
Sorry, Neil, all the girls have hung up.
No, you said that you you own your own house with Penny. Now, Penny is your 10-year-old Ridgeback dog.
Yes, yes, she is. She's a little sook, yeah, or big sook. She's my puppy.
Oh, I love a Ridgeback.
We did put your photos up online, and we've got a lot of interest from ladies. What are you sort of looking for, Neil?
Probably first and foremost is someone... start a family with, like, not rush into it, obviously, but I've never gone down that path before. But, someone to start a family with, someone caring, respectful, sort of adventurous, you know, likes doing their own thing, but I'm a tradie bloke, I'm bricky and sparky, so although that sort of cancels the two each other out.
I know, I was thinking that. I love bricky and sparky.
Both have cash, mate, both have cash. You said, though, you don't want to rush into a family, but you're 38 years old. So, I mean, it wouldn't be out of the realm of looking for a girl who you're saying, look, if this works in the next 2 years, you would want to start.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No, we're not talking like waiting around forever like we're in our early 20s or something like that and taking our time. Like, we've all been around a bit longer now and we sort of know what we're more looking forward to.
I think Neil just wanted to state that it wasn't going to be like the first week.
You didn't want to be like the Married at First Sight where it's like they put that real psycho music behind them as well. Neil, would you be open to someone having kids themselves, even if they would be willing to?
To be honest, at first, I probably wasn't. But now I think as I'm, you know, a couple of years on my search, I think like maybe one or two is quite fine. It's just more if they're open to having more, and in that sort of like comfortable, not being pressured and... probably a little bit more youth on their side to be able to do that as
well. Yeah, that's fair enough.
And obviously you must love dogs.
Oh, 100%.
Mate, you sound like a really great guy and you're looking for all the right things in a woman, but this segment is called Undateables. So can you please tell us what makes you undateable?
Shouldn't have, but I have had bad experiences in the past with it, but... technically, I'm a widower, but technically I was with, I'm going to hold it together now.
No, you're okay.
About nearly 3 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, she passed her cancer.
Okay.
And,
So you guys were together for 11 years, fiancé, due to get married, and she passed away.
Yeah, she got...
2021.
First diagnosis in 2018, stage two, went down that path, remission by the end of the year, and then just before COVID came to Australia, you know, we were all pretty much talking about either floods or COVID at the time, at the end of 19, 20, start of 20, it came back with a vengeance, stage four terminal, the next 15 months, just treatment after treatment, trials, and... dodging COVID at the same time and all the political BS to go with it.
you know, you say that makes you undateable, which a lot of people would be listening going, no, that doesn't make you undateable, but what are the challenges you've faced with that being your situation whilst you've been dating?
Like, I used to put it out there straight up on the profiles, on the apps first. There's no crystal ball. It might have had a bit of a negative effect. I'm not sure. I think... just from a bloke's point of view, this may seem like, oh, okay, this, how long has it been? Everyone has a different time frame and a and thing of like, oh, you know, he's probably somewhat over it, blah, 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 and all that stuff.
But I don't think you'll ever be over it, Neil. Really, what you're saying is you want someone who loves you knowing that you still love your fiancé.
Like, you know, about logic as well, like, you know, they can't text me, I can't text them, you know, like, you don't have to worry about that stuff.
But that is true. You want to have someone to come in who, to be honest, it's still mending your broken heart and them not being jealous about the relationship you still have with your fiancé, even though they're not here. Because that, you know, I guess maybe that's been the case in the past, that you don't want to erase that part of your life that was someone who you dearly love and is still a part of you, even though they're not physically here anymore.
Yeah, 100%. And, like, I'm more than capable of loving someone new and that. Yeah. And I've had a good crack at a serious relationship afterwards last year, and it wasn't meant to be. They had a lot of negative feelings towards that at times.
Yeah.
So that's probably the bad experience there. I'm definitely open, you know, it's another whole chapter in your life, And that's how I see it, you know, like, they've made you a stronger person, a better person in every way, and you use those skills, and I'm a much better person since I met Amy, you know, 13, 14 years ago. I'm way better person.
We've got some girls there. They're keen to meet you. They really loved what you were about and what they saw online. So they can't hear us at the moment. They haven't heard why you think you're undateable. When we come back, you're going to pick which one you like the most.
Okay.
Then you have to reveal that to them.
No worries.
Okay. Good on you, buddy. We're looking forward to meeting the girls. We're going to do it next here at B105. This is Stav, Abby and Matt. We're doing undateables.
What you're saying, 95% of the population is undateable?
Undateable!
How are all these people getting together?
Alcohol?
You're so undateable!
The undateables. It's that thing that's been holding you back when you're dating because you're like, I don't know if anyone's going to accept that. I don't know if anyone's going to love me for who I am, but that is a part of me. So you put it out in the open straight away and they can either say, sorry, I'm not ready for that, or that's not an issue for me. If you want to be a part of it, you can reach out to us. At the moment, we have Neil, 38 years of age. You're a dual tradie as well.
That's always handy.
Yeah, I know.
A couple of jobs around the house if you want done, ladies, so you can sort you out. You're looking for love, Neil, and we've got three girls lined up for you. Are you ready to meet them?
Here we go.
Girl number one.
Hello, my name is Molly. I'm 40 years old. I literally just turned 40 on the weekend. I've been single for around 6 months now, and I'm definitely looking for a partner and someone to share life with. I'm a business owner and own my own home. I live with my spoodle, Kevin. He's super cute. You have to meet him. My friends would describe me probably as the life of the party, but I can also be super nonchalant. I really want to meet someone, probably who I can, you know, have a laugh with daily, and someone who wants to be on my team. I'm unbelievably loyal, I'm caring, loving, and I am definitely looking for a partner in crime.
Yeah, she sounds really lovely, and, you know, she's got her stuff together and driven, like, you know, own house, business, and what was it, Spoodle?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin?
Kevin.
So, you
know. She's chatty too, mate. I don't think you have to hold much conversation there.
Well, all the girls say that on, like, on the apps and that, but I'll tell you what, they're not as good half the time either. So.
All right, buddy, here we go. Girl number two.
Hello, my name's Lauren. I'm 34, from Yorkshire. In England, been in Australia about nearly 11 years now, work as a high school teacher. I'm very outgoing, I've got a little dog, no kids, no baggage or anything like that. looking to meet a really nice, genuine guy. I was going to be nice. Ciao, bye.
Okay, what do you think of that? I mean, for me, the accent wins straight away.
Is that what it is? You like that accent?
Yeah.
She sounds lovely. High school teachers there's nothing wrong with teachers. They're good people. So, yeah, that's a lot of time for that.
They got patience, I think, what you're saying.
Good holidays, too.
Good holidays.
Good holidays, and they have to deal with a lot of sass from.
Yep.
So they're prepped for when they get a bit older as well. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's time to meet number three.
Hi there, I'm Josie. I'm 35. I do have a 14-year-old daughter. I have been single for about 5 or 6 years now, really focused on my career. I think I've done pretty well in that area. I am an administration coordinator for a private hospital. And yeah, just looking to spread my wings again and see if I can find my person, I guess.
So now it's over to you, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
Are you interested in Molly, Lauren, or Josie?
Well, it is a tough one. You give me a broad spectrum. I think between Lauren and Molly, I like Molly the most. The only thing is holding me back a little is age for families. But, yeah. You know, that's...
Poor Molly. That's, she's like, yeah, I don't need to remind me of that.
I know. It's a very soft spot for a lot of people, and including me. Like,
Mother Nature sucks.
Mother Nature does suck. It sucks big time.
At the end of the day, though, it's your decision, mate.
Yeah.
What you're saying is, Abby, shut up, right?
Yeah. that's sort of what I'm saying. We've put men and women in front of themselves.
But it is so hard, isn't it? Of going, you know, so which one I want kids.
She might turn around and go, I can't deal with your situation. Okay. We cannot judge
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything's fair.
Everything's fair. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's have a chat to Lauren.
Okay.
Let's go to Lauren.
Go to Lauren.
Lauren, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Amazing. Neil has said that he would like to go on a date with you.
Oh, nice. Nice one.
So you guys get to chat now. You're on the air with Neil. Have a chat.
Hey, hello. Yeah. What type of dog was your little...
Oh, I've got a Cairn Terrier. It's a little Cairn Terrier, like a bit like a Westie, like Chow-Chow from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's two arms, yeah.
That was the wrong girl that had the
big
dog.
Yeah.
No, he's a tiny dog. Yeah.
Tiny dog.
Now, Lauren, Neil has chose you, and he's going to reveal what he thinks has made him undateable.
Yeah, go on then.
So yeah, coming up to nearly 3 years ago, I lost my partner of 11 years, fiance, to cancer. And, I've had one relationship since, and it was a bit of a bad thing on that. Mm. So, that's probably my biggest thing. It's not, some people might say it's not too bad at all. And some
no, I don't
people,
think it is at all. No.
Spoiler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just, I think in the past he's been saying that maybe someone hasn't accepted that he still loves his fiance, even though he is wanting to meet someone new.
Oh, right. Yeah. Mm. I get what you mean, yeah.
That doesn't bother you?
No, not really. Go on a date and see what it's like, yeah. Mm.
Well, that was a bit easier than we thought it was going to be, Neil. I guess from Neil's perspective, it's a hard thing to broach and tell someone that. So we wanted to kind of break that ice for him. And we're going to hook you guys up to go out on a date.
And then we'll leave you to tell Lauren to tell you about her past. That'll be fun. No, I'm joking.
It's way worse, Neil. Yeah.
good on you guys. Thanks for playing Undateables with us today.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good luck, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
All right. If there's something that makes you undateable, you believe, we would love to have you on for this segment. We're trying to hook people up here in Brisbane. You can call now, 131060, or jump on our Facebook page. Just search Stav, Abby and Matt.